You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Big back activity. Big back activity.
Yo, 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 yo.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Bruh, no bullshit. I just sat up here and did sound check for an hour before this joint started. But anyway, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to the... Hold up, bruh. No. I did sound check for an hour, just checked right before the show. Everything was perfect. As soon as the show started. Oh, my God. Anyway, man, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what's going on, man. I've been checking this microphone all day. But anyway, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. You probably wondering why I need to hit the like button for this ninja, all black, fake Men in Black ninja with the cheetah pillow, with the headphones that don't match the cheetah pillow, because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. If you are a returner, I need you to hit the like button and shout out to the playback gang. I need y'all to hit the like button as well, man. And listen, like I always tell y'all, man, we keep it a buck on here, man. We keep it a buck on here. And, you know, I know this is fit. Most of my page is fitness. I do get a little political, and the political kind of spills into the podcast. We're going to talk about something that happened later. But those of y'all that don't like it, and you don't understand that something might be happening for, and this might be the best for the health of America. We're in an obesity crisis, right? Don't come on my page trying to tell me what I'm supposed to post.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
If you want to go on your page and post what you want to post, and you don't agree with something that benefits the health of America, post that shit on your page.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Stop bitching in my DM. Y'all bitch ass ninjas do not control what I post. You got your own platform. If you don't want to use it to put your message out because you don't have a fucking message.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
We ain't got time for that, bro. We don't have time for that, man. That shit is crazy, dog. Grown ass men always bitching in my DM and comments. And I understand I'm a content creator. So that comes with the territory. But damn, bro. Like, what? Y'all ain't got shit to do. Y'all ain't got kids to take care of. Y'all ain't got no money to get. Y'all ain't got to go work out. Go do something. You a grown ass man triggered by someone's post, so mad that you got to send them a paragraph.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Get a fucking life. Get a life. Ladies, I feel bad for y'all. Y'all got to deal with this shit. But anyway, with all that being said, let's get in these comments. Let's talk to the fam. Let's get this episode started.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Seth, what up? What up? Frost, what up? Appreciate y'all telling me I'm on mute, man. Appreciate that, because I would have just kept talking. I would have just kept talking, running my mouth all loud, and y'all can't hear nothing. Bethann, what's going on? Live on a Friday. Hey.
Happy Friday.
It is a happy Friday. Quincy Nicole, what up? Bro, that Marie lady loves this podcast. Nobody who disagrees with everything you say will watch live multiple times a week and donate money. She secretly loves you. It's okay. It's all good.
Dom DeMarco.
You know what, man? You know what, KG? A lot of people that don't fuck with what I'm talking about, they come back and watch. They still follow me. They still engage with the content. So it's all good. It's all good. And the craziest shit I seen, I seen this one girl. She bad too. She got a whole ninja.
Ninjas.
But be straight in my DM and my comments every time I post something that make her mad.
Ninjas.
I'm gonna be honest. If my chick was on a ninja's page arguing with him and shit, I would feel some type of way. I don't know. I'm just saying. Sometimes hate is the new love.
Dom DeMarco.
Marie wants Unc the Crack. That's crazy, Frost. Big Spider in the building. Don't be posting my auntie on your thumbnail eating them supersized fries. Steph said Friday with the coolest, coldest, illest, and the dopest and the fittest fitness podcast out. Buttons back in their bed. What up, Fit Fam? Hey, y'all got to give me my props, though. With no buttons not working, I didn't know it wasn't working. That was a good podcast the other day. Merry Friday. What up, Shy? The buttons are back. If you're security heavy, don't watch the podcast. She want you to be her stretch coach. Oh, man, listen. Yo, if you in a DMV, if you're in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, I seen some diabolical stretch content that I cannot put on the podcast because I know this person personally and the word's going to get back. And I don't want any beef in the DMV. Yeah. But anyway, with all that being said, let's get this episode started.
Dom DeMarco.
We starting off early. Y'all know what we start with every episode.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We got black women excuses. Let's check out black women excuses. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's get this episode started.
Regarding the conversation about going into most rooms and most cookouts, and most of the black women there are out of shape.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy to me how in the comment section, a lot of these books.
She said most black women at cookouts are out of shape.
Women are like, well, black women need grace. You guys are being rude. You guys are being mean. This goes hand in hand with you not really ever being able to correct a black woman because it's either going to be how you said it or what you said or you could have said it nicer when really the issue is you said.
And that's the problem right there. They always, this is not just black women. This is women and this is people who need to lose weight in general. They always want you to say it nicely. They always want you to say it a nice way. And if they don't hear it a nice way, they just not going to put no fucking work in.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I'm gonna keep doing what they do.
Something in the first place. Everybody loves correction and criticism unless it looks like something that they're doing that needs to be corrected. Now, you could have been nicer. You don't have to be so mean.
Fuck out of here.
Grace. Well, what kind of grace are y'all looking for? Because to me, it's starting to look like...
Listen, I'm not sitting here and listening to you talk about you need some grace when you're morbidly obese. I'm not sitting here thinking about giving you some grace when them thick-ass ankles could barely fit in them shoes.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
Y'all worry about the wrong shit.
Just be quiet about it and don't bring it up, but it's an issue. And I say that as somebody who lost 25 pounds.
So here we have a black woman who went through the process, lost 25 pounds. She's putting out real information because she experienced it. Hormones and all that shit. She might have kids. And the responses were crazy. Now, we're going to pull up this response in a second, and we're going to keep talking about this. Let's keep it going, man. And make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy.
Talking about health.
I'm going to put this over here for content purposes. So the response says, on that video she posted, I never said it wasn't true, but it's just not black women. So now they trying to lump in other races of women. This is disguised as caring about black women. Listen. Telling the truth to somebody is caring about them. Just because they don't say it the way you wanted to hear it does not mean they don't care about you. It's just another reason people don't care about black women that much. That's my point. All right, this girl. Now this girl about to go off.
As a black woman, we have kids and we have PCOS and fibroids.
Excuses.
Black women are not the only women on earth who deal with PCOS, fibroids, and all these other issues. You guys actually go back.
White women, Hispanic women, Asian women deal with fibroids and all them issues too.
The thread, you will see that everything that I discussed in that past video about black women not being able to be told, corrected, be given criticism about anything because they get offended and want to point the finger and play the blame game. This creator, this person, this commenter, literally proved my point perfectly.
If anytime you're held accountable and you want to point the finger, you're not going to hit the goal.
I definitely want you guys to go back and check that out. On the flip side, it's funny how every time someone says something to black women that, again, we need to correct within our community, it's always being said to be a disguise as caring for black women. Okay,
facts.
So let me ask you guys a question.
Here we
what
go.
What does caring for black women actually look like then?
If they can't answer.
We're not allowed to come on here and say, hey, black women, every time we walk into a room, we the biggest ones. What does caring for black women look like? Because we already have black-owned gyms that black women are not joining.
We have black-owned gyms owned by black women as well. I had a black woman gym owner on the podcast. This was a while ago before a lot of y'all was watching, but it exists.
Groups that black women are putting together for womb healing and healing mm-hmm. their body that black women are not joining. What's happening is black women have this mindset of, oh, if it ain't hurting me right now, it ain't that big of an issue.
Or if they getting some D, they gonna keep doing what they doing.
We sit back, we continue to treat our body as if it's not a temple, and then want to complain later on when things starts to fuck up. Oh, well,
big
I
facts.
Have kids, and you don't know my medical
big history, facts,
and you don't understand I have PCOS.
Y'all get the point. We ain't gotta watch the whole video. You get the gist of it. But listen, the excuses are coming to an end. The excuses are coming to an end. You know it's bad when it's other black women not agreeing. When the sisterhood is holding other members of the sisterhood accountable. And I'm happy to see it because I'm tired. Well, I'm not going to say I'm tired of being a bad guy. I'm going to continue to be the bad guy. But it's just funny how, you know, I get my message is invalid because I'm a man. My message is invalid because I don't have a period. I don't have a vagina. Pause, no diddy.
No diddy, you know.
I never birthed kids.
No diddy, you know.
But now we got women saying it. So listen, I love to see it. Shout out to the black fit women out here. and I'm killing y'all already. And let's keep this thing going.
Dom DeMarco.
Stretch coaches be big back than a motherfucker and not flexible. Man, I responded though. It's this stretch coach. His name like Wade something. I did a response video to one of his videos. He was basically stretching a girl, had his face all in her coochie. She was upside down on the wall. He's pushing her legs out. His face was in her coochie. So I did a response like, yo, this is crazy. And he's a big back. Man, they tore me up in them comments.
Nope.
Black women tore me up in them comments.
Nope.
And he a little Diddy. He is.
No Diddy, you know.
He was writing paragraphs in my DM. This is the problem with black men. Dr. Umar ass ninja.
Beg your pardon?
This is the problem with black men. Y'all don't support other black men. Man.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
No, I do support other black men. I don't support people putting their face in coochie and stretching them out. And the only reason he got away with that was because...
First of all,
Yo, that's passive. That's passive.
And the only reason he got away with that was because...
I can't unbig my back.
Oh, my bad. Not that one. Not that one. I meant this one.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
But if I posted a video like that, they would have called me all types of pedophiles and creeps and sexual assault. They would have called me all types of stuff. I'm about to come in hot, but I read there are a lot of women who can. All right, I'm not reading that, bro. Bro, that's crazy. Seth, open the window first before you jump out with the mat. Yeah, I'm not reading that, bro. If you morbidly obese, you ate the grace. Stop the nonsense. Absolutely. I hear what she's saying, but that's cap. Flamboyant gay men can be as blunt as blunt as they want, and chicks will receive it as tough love. A straight man has to soft talk the truth for her to hear it. That's true. About 95% of it. But I've definitely seen black women get mad at a gay dude for telling them the truth. But like I said, that's the 5%. But I've definitely seen it. That's why toxic PUAs. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. You're wildin', Seth. Wade is a big back name. A puss-ass nigga is always trying to home. I don't know what you meant there. Anyway, hey, let's keep this thing going, man. We got some more big back excuses.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Now, this isn't necessarily fitness, but we're going somewhere with this. This woman says she's not going to be nice to black men unless they pay for her groceries. She's a BBW. Let's check it out. Hit the like button.
Maybe that black woman would have spoke to you if you paid for her groceries.
Maybe that black woman would have spoke to you if you paid for her groceries. Now, I'm going to go somewhere with this.
Instead of a hi, if you said a, hey, can I cover your groceries? I think you're a really beautiful woman and I'd like to make your day better.
We're going to talk about why this is happening. Thirsty ninjas.
We're living in late stage capitalism. Things are expensive. And black women are tired of being tired. We're tired of having to put on a smile on our faces and take care of everyone.
This is what happens when you praise this fat shit. This is what happens when you praise this big back activity.
While no one takes care of us. So maybe, just maybe, if you would have just offered her something.
Well, maybe your cart was $500 worth of food. Because you 500 pounds worth of body. Oh, I meant to hit this. You ain't even take 500 steps in a day. You don't even burn 500 calories in a day.
If you would have said, let me cover half. Do you need any help?
This is insane, bro.
Or if you would have just left her alone or just simply walked up to her and asked her for her name, something like that. Respected boundaries. But offered something.
You want my money.
You
okay.
Might have gotten a smile. Or you might have
told you want my money?
To get out of my face. Okay. Because we're not, we don't have to be nice to you.
Okay.
We don't have to be nice to you. Because we're black women. We're
no Say less. On the plantation. Say less. Say less.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Oh, we don't have to be nice to you. The last video, they just said to give black women grace. Now they saying we ain't got to be nice to they big back ass. Oh, okay. Y'all big backs have lost y'all damn mind.
Big back activity.
First, I'm going to blame. I'm going to hold her big ass accountable. First, I'm going to blame y'all thirsty ass ninjas. Y'all keep validating them, trying to get some easy cheeks. Now they think they on the same level as 10 out of 10s. They think they on the same level as baddies. They think they on the same level as women who getting their ass up in the gym with all their priorities throughout the week and getting to the gym. They think they on the same level as them. It's getting crazy out here, man. So the men play a big part in that. The ladies, y'all play a part in that too. Because a lot of y'all hype these women up as well. A lot of y'all got friends like this in y'all friend group.
What?
A lot of y'all watch y'all big back girlfriends talk like this and y'all just let it slide.
What?
Y'all don't keep it real with that girl. Y'all don't tell that girl she need to go to the gym. Y'all don't tell her she need to stop eating so many damn calories.
What?
She getting all these 400 calorie margaritas. She done had four of them at the bar.
What?
With the wings and the french fries. And she had a dessert.
What?
And you just let her do it. So it's y'all fault too. And it's obviously y'all big back fault because y'all know all the big backs. Everybody follows a trainer now.
Big back activity.
Everybody got a friend that's a trainer. Everybody got trainers on their timeline. Even if you follow OnlyFans chicks, you got one involved in fitness on your timeline. You see people in the gym every fucking day on your social media, and you still didn't take your big ass to the gym. So don't sit there, be lazy, and then expect the same treatment as baddies. Now, a baddie asking to get her groceries paid for by a stranger is insane.
What?
So you doing it means you got a mental illness. And this is foolproof that this big back food is leading to mental illness. This big back food is not good for us. It's not good for our brain because look at how these big backs is acting. No, it's not all big backs, but it's a lot of them. It's causing some issues. You're not releasing no endorphins. You're stressed. You hate your life. You hate being that big. And that big back food got your mind so twisted that you don't even realize you need to get up and do something about it.
Big back activity.
Anyway, let's get in these comments because I see they piling up. We do have another insane video from her, which we're going to look at after I get in these comments. Let's talk to the fam and make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep this episode going. Where we at in the comments? Wade is a big back name. I read that. Oh, a puss ass ninja's always trying to go home. Live on a Friday. Hey, what up, Ronith? Hey, Ron, if I was cooking you last episode with no buttons and no microphone, I was cooking you. To home equals to score. Seth was, hey, I don't even know what y'all talking about, bro. Hey, yo, what? Lady, you not tricking into buying your snacks. Yeah, you ain't tricking nobody into buying your snacks. I'm not spending my money on that. I didn't get up early this week to go make some bread to spend it on your big ass. No, ma'am. The fuck is you talking about? She's a broke big back toot. Can't be a toot because no man in his right mind is paying for that. Not a toot. I saw that she was responding to Unc who asked why black women don't speak at the grocery store. Oh, well, we ain't talking to her.
We do not care.
We not talking to her. I wonder what's in her grocery cart. You know what's in her grocery cart, Steph?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, yep. Rams, mm-hmm. Hogs, dogs, mm-hmm. Chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name. You know what's in her cart, Steph?
It's Burger King.
How you got Burger King in your cart and you at the grocery store? Big back ass.
It's Wendy's.
How you got Wendy's in your cart and you at the grocery store? Big back ass.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
How you got cheeseburgers in your cart? At the grocery store. She got oil in the grocery store.
Put it in the oil.
She damn sure got some oil. And she got Popeyes in the cart at the grocery store.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes.
She already ate enough groceries for the next 5 years. Nah, you bullshitting me, fam.
Bullshit?
I mean, hey. Yeah, sir. What up, Coach Pope Fitness? Hey, Coach Pope Fitness, was you on the last episode? See, Marty Fit might be joining the No Job crew again. I told Spider-Mo, y'all tired because you're doing more brunches and less crunches bars. That's a bar, Jay Sharp. I swear to God, I hate the internet. Big joints have no shame in begging. If we bought them groceries, they would complain because all we got them was healthy food instead of Popeyes and Ben and Jerry's. And say you got them eating like a bird.
Nope.
And say you got them eating like a white girl.
Nope.
And then say you're a black man that likes white girls.
Nope.
Because why would you feed a black woman this if you care about black women?
Nope.
Tell me if I'm lying. What the type 2 diabetes in the making is going on with this bitter Landwell food hooker. Food hooker. Oh, snap. I turned the camera off. Food hooker. Hold on. Let me turn this camera back on. Damn, bro. You can't make me laugh like that, bro. Food hooker is crazy. Camera should be back on. There you go. My bad, y'all. Y'all know I be having the technical difficulties here, man. When I get the high-tech studio, that won't happen no more. Anyway, respect boundaries, yet you are physically taking a lot of space. No boundaries, no self-control. Also, if men took women off government assistance, you know what? Never mind. I'll start sounding like Seth. Yeah, don't do that. We don't need another Seth in here.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
One Seth is enough. I'm willing to bet she's shaped like a sweet potato. That chick is huge on social media, telling men they need to pay for her food for her to grace them with their presence. Insane.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I watched the last episode on the treadmill yesterday. Yeah, I was cooking you. This is the reason Trump and RFK are making changes. I mean, y'all gonna get mad at me. Brown Baldy, don't get mad at me already. I bet she has a fridge in the room. Nephew, you know I'm a federal officer. I'm off Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. I know, but I just said, I used to see you at the No Job Crew, too. Now, see, look, you see how Coach tried to flex? You see how Coach Pope Fitness? Nephew, I'm off. Man, I didn't see Coach Pope Fitness with the No Job Crew at Goals a couple times. Come on, Coach. Whole lot of technical difficulties at LVMC Studios. Must be that cheetah print pillow. You know what? You know what, Seth? We're going to get rid of the cheetah print pillow next episode. We're going to see if I have technical difficulties because I don't know what the hell going on. Seth got the whole pod on watch list. My loan finna get denied. Where is the Wicked Scorpion with his chunk funk comments when you need him? I know where Wicked at. Coach Pope is a fed. I mean, he said it. They keep blaming it on racism instead of foodism. Big facts. All right, let's keep this thing going. We got another video by her, and she has she's going to tell you an excuse of why black women are fat. So let's listen to this. Let's keep this thing going, man.
The obesity crisis amongst black women when you're willing to not invite pedophiles to the church cookout.
What are we talking about? Off bucks, what are we talking about? You're blaming women being out of shape on pedophiles. On pedophiles. Let's start it over, because that was crazy.
Address the obesity crisis amongst black women when you're willing to not invite pedophiles to the church cookout. And I think your numbers are wrong.
What?
Because only 56% of black...
So the guy in the comments said 80% of black women are overweight. She says only 56% are overweight. Like that's not still more than half.
Women are considered obese, which goes off of BMI, which I'm not even going to get into the racial problems with the BMI.
Nah, BMI is racist. System. Yeah, it's racist.
Not this video. The 80% number you're addressing is actually closer to the amount of young black women who reported is the key word there, reported sexual assault before.
So she's flipping obesity into sexual assault. Black women, I love y'all. We are talking about other people today. Black women, I love y'all, but this is why y'all so obese. That is Olympic deflection. Olympic deflection and Olympic victim Olympics.
At the age of 18. So if we're really going to talk about health and how important health is and how we really need to work hard to ensure that people are healthy.
Look at that fat ass hand.
We need to worry about the mental health of a lot of black women.
Well, maybe if more black women, well, it's a lot of black women in the gym. It's more and more getting in the gym. I'm going to give y'all credit before I just go on a tangent on y'all. But if more were in the gym, let's say we got 50 per six, 56. 56% in the gym. Maybe the mental health with our black women will be better all across the board. I'm just saying.
Because I know for me, if someone asked me if I wanted to be sodomized against my will again,
what are you talking
diabetes,
about?
I'm taking diabetes for 300, Alex.
How is that even, where's the correlation? How is one on this side of the spectrum and the others on this side of the spectrum? How do we put those together? How do those become opposites? How is that the alternative? Can someone explain it to me? Can a black woman in the comments explain it to me? What the hell is she talking about?
What? The biggest issue we have within the black community is we never want to deal with the root of why things are the way they are.
Oh, we dealing with the roots. You don't eat enough foods that actually have roots. You don't eat enough food that God made that grows in the ground, that comes from nature. That's the problem. You eating too much Burger King.
Burger King.
Too much Wendy's.
Wendy's.
And too much food in the oil.
Put it in the oil!
That's what it is. What are we talking about?
Everyone wants to point the fingers at black women and how we're ghetto and how we're loud and how we're overbearing. Instead of realizing that we're masking 24/7, we
no,
do
brother.
Not have any sort of protection.
You know
and
what?
The people who are supposed to protect us are typically the people who hurt us. I hope that helped.
You know what, man?
Brother, this guy you know, stinks!
It's so many dope-ass black women in the gym doing their business, doing their job, you know, being a great mom, being great wives. And this is who represents y'all. This is who represents y'all. This is who's speaking up for y'all. This shit is sad. This is crazy, bro. It is crazy, man. I hate that for y'all, man. But listen, that's crazy. I'm going to have to come at her on TikTok, man, because that shit right there is insane, bro. Can't see. What up, man? She suffers from fupa bigism. Fupa bigism. 56% are obese, 80% are overweight. Crazy work. It is crazy work. How is she whispering and catching her breath at the same time? Who's this grizzly bear? You telling me she a Memphis grizzly? Agreed. She's a delusional food hooker. Hey, I don't know why that phrase is so funny to me, bro. Big job. Big job just mad because she ain't have enough money left after getting her hair done to get her nails done. The struggle is real. Maybe that's it. More PDFs and SAR in public school. I mean, that's where we need to talk about it, not when it comes to obesity. How we get there? How do we get there? And I stand by my first comment. I see somebody shaped like a potato. Whole lot of excuses, but they talk about how they mature faster and are more educated with higher pay. I don't even want to go down that road today. I don't want to go down that road today. She thinks she's saying something, but she ain't beating her allegations. Baby, we know you're binge eating to self-soothe. Absolutely. What's with the whispering voice while playing the P-file card to justify morbid obesity? Type 2 diabetes over sodomy. What am I, 600-pound life potential candidate is going on? Crazy. Prime example of why not everybody should have social media. I agree. You can tell how ignorant she is by saying she's picking diabetes. She acts like diabetes is all fun and games. It affects your kidney, your nerves, and your eyes. Yep. Yep. They will call you 100 names and come up with 100 excuses before they hear you out. Yep. How do you know what button does what? 10,000, what's going on? No, I got words on the button. Like this.
No Diddy, you know?
It says no Diddy. The ninja think I'm just pressing random buttons. Like I'm just closing my eyes. Yeah, let me choose a button.
Nope.
Nah, man. This is, got letters on it. Anyway, let's keep this episode going. All right, we got one more black woman video. I'm going to leave you all alone, ladies. I promise. Yeah, I promise. For tonight. Not forever. For tonight. All right, we got this woman who says, plus size, what she say? Plus size women have more options. let me know in the comments if you agree with that before we show the video. But anyway, SAG, what up? What does fat have to do with PDF? Just stop eating. It's crazy the excuses people come up with. All right, let's see if plus size women have more options. Let's check it out, man.
Hold on, because I'm 6 days late and I'm upset that I'm just not.
Oh, and she's doing this in response to that big girl. There was a big girl who went viral who said she's not going on the coffee date, and she was bigger than all outdoors.
Big back activity.
So this is in response to
I'm
that.
Seeing it. For this praying mantis to get on this internet on the phone that I pay the bill on, talking about basically black plus size women should be happy somebody want to take them on a date. Our options are limited. Bitch, who's?
Uh-oh.
Who's?
She says she got options.
Because, bitch, my options is endless. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Endless options because of thirsty ninjas.
Ninjas.
And stop saying, like, black plus-size woman is unattractive. First of all, because the black plus-size woman is beautiful. And if you want to be honest, bitch, we eating y'all bitches up on you, your best.
So she's basically saying black plus-size women look better than fit women.
What?
Slimmer women.
What?
Petite women.
What?
And this is why I keep telling y'all ladies, stop hyping these big women up. They really don't fuck with y'all. They don't like y'all. They envy y'all. Because when something like this happens, they show their true colors. She's saying they look better than y'all.
Best day. Your motherfucking birthday, bitch, your wedding. Fuck is you talking about? Stop trying to act like size defines beauty, because y'all bitches ugly as fuck.
It has a lot to do with it.
On the inside and out. Yeah, bitch, I'm mad. It just grind my gears that bitches be having an opinion about black plus size women.
I mean, if you sit there and eat all this food, and every time you walk around, we hear this. We gonna have an opinion. You sit there and eat all that food, and every time you walk around, we hear this. Yeah, we're gonna have an opinion. You walk around bigger than most men, we're gonna have an opinion. Because you're not supposed to be bigger than men. Yes, we're gonna have an opinion. You're 200 pounds. You weigh more than an NFL wide receiver. Yes, we're going to talk about you.
Oh, fat bitches is fat bitches. That first of all, I heard you bony bitches stink. You know how many months?
Oh, now, if you're not fat, you stink. Yo, stop supporting big girls.
Big back activity.
Now, if you're not fat, you stink.
Motherfuckers be saying y'all bitches stink. Eat that the fuck up. All I know is one motherfucking thing. Fat or not fat? The black plus size woman is eating y'all bitches the fuck up.
Yeah, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Yeah, the jokes write themselves. Black community's cooked. Black community's cooked. When you have a community that has plus size lazy ass women that overindulge, that participate in gluttony, acting like they're superior to women who manage their calories and care about themselves, the community is cooked. This is insane, man. All the excuses, racism, fibroids, PCOS. Look at the mindsets. Look at the mindsets. And you should see the comments on these videos. What woman is going to improve that has she has her mind made up that she's not going to the gym. She has her mind made up she's not starting her fitness journey. What? I mean, you got to be a super, super, super strong woman to see that and still decide to get on your journey. But that's the mindset of most big women in America and most big women in the black community.
You're back.
You know, black people.
No.
We're doomed. We're doomed. And that obesity number is only going to go up. Unfortunately. I hate to say that. As a fitness coach, I don't want to see that. But, you know, it's big women out here. They know they're not better than fit women. They know that. But they're going to convince themselves. And they know that there's going to be an audience that wants to hear that message. There's going to be an audience who's going to participate in that message with him, who's going to give him engagement on TikTok, likes, reposts, comments. So it's just going to continue. I'm not trying to save the world. I'm trying to help the people that want help. Let's get in these comments. Crazy, bro. Where we at? How does PDF files and diabetes have any correlation with each other? It makes no sense. Endless options of wing sauce. Endless options of French fries. She got regular French fries. She got Cajun fries. She got curly fries. She got McDonald's fries. She got Chick-fil-A waffle fries. My favorite sound is what?
What?
Tony Scorpio, what up? Baby Ninja see this septum piercing. That's why your options are endless. Oh.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
You know, women don't. Damn, Seth. You get me out the fitness bag. Women don't understand, man. When dudes see certain things, it's like a light go off in their head that you easy. You easy. Easy work. Septum ring, easy work. She's going. Seth said it, not me. That's basically what Seth said. He just didn't type all that. But it's the truth. And let's get back to fitness. Because we are about to get off of fitness soon. So let's just stay on fitness for now. Yes, they have more options because they're easier to get. Fit women require more effort, which will intimidate regular dudes. Yep, all facts. Them BBW simps, stay effing the game up. Them thirsty ass, them ninjas that's thirsty.
God damn.
And where's she at? A classroom? I don't know. It looked like a dorm room. I don't know. Why she keeps saying B? Yep, calling other women the B word, calling other black women the B word. It's not about quantity. It's the quality of men approaching you and their intentions, the illusion of being wanted. And that's another thing.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
That's another thing. Like, if just because you have a lot of men approaching you in your DM or your whatever, that actually could be a red flag. If you're not bragging about the quality of men approaching you, that's a red flag. That means you're giving off a certain type of energy. I'm just saying. Are you kidding me? Fat people smell like bug chunk. What the fuck? Big chunk. Other way around. Fat bitches think this is common knowledge.
Dom DeMarco.
Hey, yo, KG. Funny as shit. We know that fupa stink, too. Hold up. I got you. We know that fupa stink.
Bitch, that become my fupa big.
We know that fupa stink.
Belly deli?
Skinny girl smell? I think she's self-projecting. Yeah, bruh. Stop the cap. It's actually the opposite. So, man, who hurt you? Yeah. When you got a woman wilding around, you know she smells like funky fat. Them bony Benner Road joints definitely got that tuna box. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Yo, what's wrong with this ninja, man? Yo, get this ninja out of here, bruh. She's right about that one. She definitely would eat us if cannibalism was legal. Jeffrey Dahmer, Abby. It's like, no. Impossible for fit women to smell because of their nutrition. Really heavy women, not all, may have an odor due to their nutrition. Think pH balance. I mean, it only makes sense. Yeah, the irony of her saying big joints are eating skinny bitches up is crazy. She said plus-size women gotta eat. No, brother, she had too many fries. Yeah, she said they gotta eat.
It gotta eat.
We eating y'all the fuck up.
It gotta eat.
I bet you are. You eating up all the Burger King, too.
It's Burger King.
You eating up all the fried chicken.
You go fry some chicken, you go.
You eating up all the bacon.
Bacon has its own oil.
Yeah,
I want you to look over.
Eating up all the bacon. Now, women do have a natural smell about them that can be aphrodisiac. Depending on the woman, if a woman smells like chunk funk, that's straight up ED. Hey, yo. You mean BD? I don't know. BO? ED? I don't know. I said a few lives ago, we need to ask these chicks, do you really get ninjas or are you easy coochie? You know, it's a conversation that needs to be had, man. A lot of guys don't like to tell women the truth. And that's the reason why a lot of these women out here making videos like that. They're not in touch with reality. She probably has dusty black dudes coming on to her If it was fit and looked like a businesswoman, excuse me, those dusty black dudes wouldn't approach her at all because they're too intimidated. Your dating pool is a reflection of you. If all you attract is trash, 9 times out of 10, you are as well. And who you want don't want you. If you want better options, become a better option. Okay, bars.
Dom DeMarco.
Fat bitches are eating everything except the skinny bitches up. Oh, and nope, erectile dysfunction. I must have read what you said wrong. I did read what you said wrong. I see what you were saying now. My fault, bro. I was reading too fast. I do that from time to time. Anyway, let's keep it going, man. I'm killing y'all today, man. We got some of y'all ninjas might know this guy. Is it Young Goldie, Game God? Pretty much he was saying that women, their gym attire is like stripper attire. And so I don't want to give too much. Let's just get to it because I got a lot to say about this one, man. So let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. And let's check it out.
To the gym with these women, dude, is damn near like being a stripper. Would you want a man to be able to see a woman sweating, dancing on stage, bending over in these provocative positions with little bitty clothes on?
Just to start with, I think comparing the gym to a stripper is absolutely fucking crazy.
What?
Y'all red pill ninjas got to chill, man.
What?
Y'all got to chill. And a world where women, especially black women, are obese, more than half of them, how are you comparing the gym to strippers?
That's the exact same thing she's doing when she goes to the gym in those little ass shorts that are all stuck up her ass crack. And she's sweating, doing hip thrusts the way they do that shit.
Can you ever let your girls go to the gym without you?
Yes.
They don't go in provocative clothing that accentuates their ass crack, though. Really think of the mind of an individual.
I mean, I think just wanting a woman to go to the gym in baggy ass sweats every time she goes to the gym is fucking crazy, bro. You want your woman to look good everywhere but the gym?
Visual.
Date ugly bitches then.
Picks out clothing actually accentuates their ass crack. That tries to mimic them being naked. First of all, it's not even comfortable. And then wearing those clothes to a place where...
How you know what women clothes is comfortable?
It's a lot of men, and they're doing exercises where they're bending over, being sweaty, almost doing exercises which are somewhat sexual, like hip thrusts and squats and things of that nature.
It might be somewhat sexual, but that's how you fucking work out. That's how you work out. Those are essential movements in working out. What you wanted to do, not do squats?
Don't let these women fool you like you're insecure. These women are literally buying clothes that makes them look like they're naked to go to a place where they know it's a bunch of strangers and men there so they can bend over, hip thrust, and sweat.
So do you say the same thing about the club? Do you say the same thing about women going to the club? Probably not, because he thirsty. He buying tables and shit and trying to fuck them.
Know exactly what they're doing, and it is a form of attention seeking that they're doing. Now, a lot of women have switched it up. They get a bad rep for going to the club, so now what do? They go to the gym for an ungodly amount of time. You bitches don't need to be in the gym for an hour and a fucking half, but they want to drive.
Son, what?
What?
Not only are you policing what they wear. Let me stay on point. Not only are you policing what they wear, you're telling them how long they need to be in the gym. So a woman can't do an hour workout and get 30 minutes of cardio after. Y'all niggas gotta relax, bruh. And if she, unless it's your chick, you gotta chill, bruh. Even if it's your chick, never mind, let me not go there. y'all red pill niggas gotta chill.
All the way across town, sweat. Wear these little tiny clothes, do all these sexual looking workouts in front of a bunch of strange men and drive all the way back home. It's really a gross waste of time, but you know what it is? It's them getting that desire for fulfillment of attention, knowing damn crazy, well, bro, that all these men in here are looking at.
And whole time, bro, I don't know how tall dude is, but just from seeing his videos, he look about 5'6". So I'm just like, bro, come on, bro. You can't be 5'6" and this corny.
You imagining fucking you, and that's just what it is, and they know it. These women wear more provocative clothing to the gym than they do to the club. Ain't that some shit? Really think about it.
That's these absolutely not
tiny
true.
Tiny spandex pants, nude color pants that match their skin, that make them look naked, with a piece that goes all the way in their butt crack to accentuate their butt.
Y'all get the point, man. This I get the point, man. We're not watching this whole video. You're not watching this whole video. Yeah, I think it's crazy, man. The women go to the gym and look fucking good. I know as a man, that's the equivalent of me going to the gym in a tank top, wanting to show my muscles and my tattoos off, and somebody telling me, "Oh, that's not good. You can't do that.
Nope.
You need to be in the gym in a hoodie and sweatpants.
Nope."
Like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? It's just, it's wild how the gym has just become this place where people have these extreme opinions, and people just trying to tell you what you're supposed to do. Don't bring a tripod. No, shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
It's crazy out here. Your phone shouldn't be on the weight room floor. No, shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Bro, at the end of the day, we all there for the same shit, bro. If a woman wants to go in there and look good, let her look fucking good, bro. What the fuck? Unless you paying all her bills, then shut the fuck up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut up, bitch.
It's crazy, bro. Then as a man, you in there. Testosterone pumping, it's cool to look at some fine shit in the gym. It's cool to look at some sexy shit in the gym. Who want to go to a big ass sausage fest or be in a gym with unattractive women? What the fuck? What kind of men are y'all? It's, man, bruh. It's crazy, bruh. Crazy. 5'6" red pill ninjas, get y'all ass up out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep this thing going. Fucking corny. We'll definitely be responding to that. We'll definitely be responding to that. We'll definitely be responding to that. Where are we at in these comments, man? Went past that one. I can't. Oh, here we go. I got you. I don't know who this dude is, but I bet those red pill dude is making fake infield videos. Incel videos, is that what you meant? I can't stand women wearing sweatpants and PJs. He's one of Seth's people. Wicked Scorpion PJs at the gym while sweating. Bull sound like a hater. This anything, see, Marty. Yeah. Nah, nigga, this nigga tripping. Look at Steph. A cute gym fit is always a must. He needs to shut up. Steph gonna come to the gym with the shorts with the matching sports bra whenever she can. Look, some women go to the gym to work out. Some go for attention. Plain and simple. It's absolutely some women that go. My only issue is, if a woman is in there and her ass cheeks is out. Why are your cheeks showing at the gym? You're a fucking weirdo. You're thirsty as fuck. But other than that, bro, gym fit is a gym fit, bro. Like, god damn, who don't want to be around attractive women at the gym? What's up with y'all ninjas?
No diddy, you know?
God damn. Hour and a half is a good workout. This dude corny. We know the difference between fitness attire and thirst trapping. Exactly, bro. You are an idiot if you think women shouldn't be in the gym. What do you want them to do? Stay big? Then he going to be complaining they fat. He honestly sounds extremely insecure. Ninja, you're a waste of time. This is why big joints be thinking slim women are the pick me. Man, it's corny dudes like this that feed women the bullshit. Real talk, he's saying a bunch of nothing because he wants to smash every chick in the gym.
What?
He does. He definitely wants to smack every chick in the gym, bro. He definitely wants to smash every chick in the gym. Go to usually on point, but not this time. Women don't need to go to the gym to cheat. If that's what she on, then her rolling up for the men of Richie Station was inevitable. Listen. If you feel like she gonna cheat at the gym, she would have cheated with you anywhere, bro. She would have cheated with you anywhere. You better make sure you at that gym. You better make sure you work out at that gym when she in them sexy outfits. Because somebody at our gym, somebody will steal your chick. It's madness in there. So we better work out there. Maybe you do need to be worried about her. Weak ass ninja. Get the fuck out of here. This ninja corner, even if a woman is in the gym just trying to get attention, why does he care? Just do your workout and mind your business. Women going to try to get attention everywhere. So what the fuck? What are you talking about, bro? Like, who hurt him? Who knows? A gym chick. When I got a stringer on with the test showing, I ain't in there to play. It's a mindset thing. Let the ladies enjoy their games. Yeah, this is wild Diddy. Don't worry, I'm going to cook his ass on Instagram and TikTok. Another example of weak ninjas in this day and age. And he works out, too. That's what's crazy. He want the gym to be a barbell fest. Yeah. Sausage fest ass ninjas.
No Diddy, you know?
Ninjas want... But why can't we get all male gyms?
First of all, Paul.
Yo, that's past pause.
Huh? Excuse me? Main thing is make sure you hold it down at home so she ain't sending out choosing signals. And guess what? You can hold it down at home and she can still send choosing signals. But what I will say is if you trying to control her outfit, you're cooked. She's getting taken by somebody at that gym. For sure. I've seen it. Go ahead. Put that leash on her and see what happened. If she don't want the leash on her, it's going to get off of her. I think that red pill dude might like the sword fight with other men. I don't think he likes women.
Nope. No,
Diddy, you know. Sword fight is crazy. Baggy shirt joints cheat and get cracked too, man. Go ahead and think because she got a baggy shirt on. Don't think she gonna lift her shit up so we can see her ass. We can see the shorts and shit. She gonna do that shit. She gonna fake wipe the sweat off her face so we can see all that. Go ahead, bro. That's a bad idea, bro. That's a bad idea, my guy. Listen. See Marty Uncut stories. Not incel, infield videos. It's like pickup. Oh, I never even heard of the pickup artist videos referred to as that. So that's my fault, bro. Yeah. My bad. I never heard that term. You want to fight? Someone was there today with the whole bottom cheeks hanging out. That's what I'm saying. Bottom cheeks hanging out, unacceptable at the gym. That's the only thing I got a problem with. Who doesn't want eye candy at the gym? He must want only land whales working out. Yeah, man. Nobody talks about the red pill to Ayo Pause Pipeline. Ayo. Dom the Marco. Yeah. He probably the main one watching the girl in the mirror doing good mornings. Oh, yeah, for sure. True Steph gave a lot of details. All what gyms? All meat gyms is crazy. All meat gyms, you're out of here. That's crazy.
Strike three, you're out.
Bama walking on tires doing pull-ups on the ceiling would definitely take somebody girl. Dom DeMarco. Yeah, hey, bro. Listen, man. Yeah, you're cooked. The moment she hear you try to police her outfit, you're cooked. That's easy money right there. Don't ask how I know. Most married dudes don't care anyway. We go in, work out, and go home. Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. And all male gym will go bankrupt easily. Only... Only PH Agates won an all-male gym. Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's not barbershop talk right now. That's crazy. Yeah, some of the PUAs will have someone film them go over to random women in public to shoot their shot. Super corny. Yeah, that's corny as fuck. Yeah, that stuff is staged. And if it ain't, it's filmed illegal. Hey, yo. Facts, SAG. We don't want to be in a gym with just dudes. And all for co-ed. I'm all for co-ed gyms. Just said, hey, yo. All right, man. Let's keep this thing going, man. I'm killing y'all today. Dom DeMarco. Y'all talk about me, Wicked Scorpion, all one for real. Yeah, Wicked Scorpion is going ham tonight. All right, we got this one guy here. He says, poor people are fat and they have the worst shapes. So I thought this was interesting. Let's check it out, man.
Ever notice that when people are poor and fat, they'll have these really strange body proportions? Like they'll be really big on top with these little skinny legs, or just in some way or another, they are just built horribly. When people are big and they have money, they never get those strange proportions. My guess for why this happens is that when you're poor, you only have access to the worst food imaginable. Especially in America, it's probably stuff no human should be eating.
Probably all carry out and fried chicken.
Anyway, when you have money, you're probably overindulging, but the things that you are eating are not necessarily as bad. So it doesn't sit on your body in such a strange way. For example, in my industry, it's very common to do a business dinner at least once a week. And at these business dinners, you're ordering multiple of every item on the menu. But eating 3,000 calories worth of steak and Brussels sprouts is going to sit on your body much differently than...
That is true. It is going to sit on your body differently. And you look at, I guess, people in poorer neighborhoods, they're probably... You know that I don't believe that they don't have any access to fruits and vegetables. I don't believe that shit at all. But they're probably not eating that shit. They're probably going to go to fast food places. They're probably going to go to the corner store, the dollar store, and get a whole bunch of bullshit. So he's absolutely right. The people with who live better lives, more money, they probably going to Fleming's and fucking Del Frisco's and shit. They still eating shit. They still eating a lot of buttery stuff. They still eating sugary stuff, but it is different quality type food.
And eating 3,000 calories of McDonald's. All of this to say that the way that a person carries fat is usually a pretty good indicator of their socioeconomic status, at least.
So basically, if you got little legs, big back up top, you probably live in a lower level neighborhood
to some degree. So if your back is humongous and you are trying to improve your life in some way, narrow the back down. Narrow the back down. That's a good place to start.
Narrow the back down. All right,
a lot
brother.
Of rooms
All
right,
before brother.
You even get a chance to, I mean, really to even find out that they exist.
I mean, I'll give him Don DeMarco for an insightful video. But
Don DeMarco.
But this ninja said narrow your back down. Nah, that's not it.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Narrow your back down is insane. But anyway, man, definitely interesting video. And if you think about it, man, we're in America, so we got, fat people of all races. But it is true, though. If you go to a white neighborhood and those fat people are usually shaped differently than the fat people in the black neighborhoods. It's true. I mean, it is true. We are eating different. We are eating different types of food. So I absolutely agree with that. Anyway, man, let's get in these comments and let's keep this thing going. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. Where we at, man? All male gym is wild. Them dudes definitely on ass. What?
Strike three, you're out.
I see bro with the MAGA hat. That wasn't no MAGA hat. I honestly, if he had a MAGA hat on, I wouldn't even put it on here, bro. That's just too, that's too far gone, bro. I do Uncle T jokes, a little bit of Uncle T support, but a MAGA hat is crazy, bro. I'm not even putting that on here. I would never put that shit on. I wouldn't put on no hat for no party. Both men and women still want to be in co-ed gyms. All female gyms never do well. Any guy wanting an all-male gym is more likely tooting his ass. That's crazy. Yeah, female gyms are tricky. Yeah, they're tricky. They usually don't really do well. And anytime a gym gets the all-women section, it usually turns into just like another regular co-ed section. That shit never is successful. Some sound like he go to a male-only gym. I wouldn't like an all-male gym, but there are smaller powerlifting gyms that are basically all dudes. Way less BS goes on than your typical Goals, Crunch, LA Fitness, Planet Fitness. Yeah, I definitely believe that. Powerlifters are serious. They don't be on no bullshit. A bunch of people shaped like stuffed laundry bags. Facts. I see what he's saying, but he's not 100% true. Have you seen some folks in the hood? Some of them have an unbelievable shape, both men and women. So he's 85% right. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Absolutely. See, wisdom tooth potato body bitches moseying around. Oh, brother. That's crazy. All right, we got one more video before we get out of here, man. We got Black Culture Prioritizes Money Over Health. Let's check it out.
This is the thing with black culture that I've seen, that I notice a lot, man. We prioritize money over health. Yeah. In black culture, we prioritize money over health.
Facts.
The bag is more important than us being healthy. And I get it,
facts.
Right? You need money to survive. But guess what? If you don't have your health, you're not going to survive anyway.
You ain't going to enjoy that money.
We see so many black conferences about money, financial literacy. And I completely support.
Earn Your Leisure. Do y'all watch Earn Your Leisure? That's one of them.
That. But at the same time, when are we going to make an emphasis as Black people, as a culture, to put financial literacy and health on the same level? When
if it is going to happen, it's not happening anytime soon. Look at the backlash. Not even just myself, but any Black male. Look at the backlash we get for putting out information, and Black women too, for putting out information about health and fitness. It ain't happening no time soon, unfortunately, but it's the truth.
When is that going to happen? We always throw around the term. We always use the term generational wealth. Cool. Can we also start talking about generational health? Can we also start educating our kids on how to eat properly? Can we also start educating our culture on how to eat properly?
Big facts, man. But our community, unfortunately, values the excuses over the truth, right? Most people in our community don't really want results. They really don't want to improve. And like I said, it's sad, but it's true. And, you know, I think in this society, you got to make money. You forced to make money. You can't be out here not making money. Shit costs too much. Shit is too expensive. So you got to make money. So people are going to be, I guess, more motivated to do that. But you don't necessarily have to be healthy. Not being healthy is accepted. And not being healthy is normal. You fit right in with everyone else. If you fit, you stand out. You get fit shamed. But, you know, more people, they cool with being average. They cool with being like everybody else. If you in a gym, you're a one percenter. So all facts by my boy Mac, who we'll get him on the show one day. He want to get on the show. We'll figure it out one day. But it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. And that was a fire episode today, Mac. Yes, sir. Where we at in these comments, man? He's right. Swap meet. Travis Scott is right. You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
His car shook when he got in. You're out. Chill on my guy, bro. Strike three, you're out. You ain't about to do my guy Mac like that. Chill, man. Black prioritize money over fitness because money is instant versus fitness, which is like a 401k or stocks, and you don't see the benefits till down the line. That's all facts, man. That's actually a good point. AC Marty, what you think about Rajah Jackson? Not sure if you did a short about it, but bruh, he crashed out. Yeah, I didn't do a short about it. I actually found out about that joint like 2 days ago. So I'm kind of late on it. I mean, I can still talk about it. But if you don't know what he's talking about, Rajah Jackson was doing like a wrestling match where it's supposed to be fake. Like it's wrestling, bro. It's entertainment. And he ended up crashing out, slamming somebody, giving him a concussion. Got on top of the guy and punched him 20 times because some stuff happened backstage and he was upset. But, Black men in general, but Black men, we got to have more control over our emotions. You know, I don't know if the dude, did he get arrested for that? You know, maybe if he wasn't in that setting, if you do that on the street, you're going to jail, bro. You know, Black men, we got to find control over our emotions. You can't act like that. You know, this world ain't set up for us to be acting all crazy. You know, they looking for a reason to send us to jail. You know, I talk a lot against, like racism. You calling out fake racism and all that shit. Now, that shit is real. You can't be acting like that as a Black man. You're cooked. So, you know, I don't want nothing bad to happen to the brother, but clearly he got some mental issues going. So, yeah, that shit is crazy. Wicked Scorpion used to prioritize wealth over health and got scammed. Shut up, man. Health is true wealth, absolutely. Hell, Black culture prioritizes money over things that matter. Remember, BLM took all that money, donated to them, and bought a bunch of houses. Don't even get me started on that. Don't even, if you still think Black Lives Matter, never mind. No, let's keep it going. You know the diddler with one all-male gym. I'm not reading that. dude should got locked up. What a dummy for attacking Hamalavi. That was crazy. Dr. Umar is another example of money over the black community charging $500 for a date. Yeah, man. I got a video coming up on that too. But yeah, man. Yeah, man. I didn't know who any of them were until I saw that video. You talking about the Rajah Jackson? Yeah. I ain't really know who he was. I knew who his dad was, but BLM is bullshit. All right, guys. You guys are going to get me canceled. But anyway, like I said, man, another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Man, appreciate y'all watching. Sorry for the technical difficulties in the beginning, but follow my social media, man. C Marty Fit on Instagram, C Marty Fit on TikTok, C Marty Fit on X, C Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches on Apple Podcasts. Cop a shirt, Less Brunches, More Crunches, .com. You got the gear here, and I believe I attached the shirt to this video, the one I actually have on. So please support your boy, man. Definitely appreciate y'all. See you Sunday. Absolutely. You took the words out of my mouth, Ronif. We'll be live again on Sunday. Don't know what time yet. Might be early. It's just hard for me to tell right now. I'll try to do it at regular time, though, 5, 6 p.m.-ish. I know last Sunday I was late, but you know, I told y'all on Wednesday, if you watched the Wednesday episode, man, I gotta make some changes in my life. For health reasons, to be more productive, and to just do shit that I want to do, man. You know, I found myself in a situation where I'm doing too much, you know. And I gotta lock in on my shit. Not that I'm not locked in, but I could lock in a little more. You dig what I'm saying? And you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. But anyway, man, make sure y'all hit the like button, subscribe to the page. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on Sunday. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button, smash that subscribe button, and you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media, see Marty Fit on every platform, Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts, and do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness, and you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.